Well, good morning. It's 8:54, and it's time for the first of what will be 8 interviews getting ready for Tulip Time. And joining me this morning are 4 lovely people in the studio. We're all nice and cozy in here, but Susan Zalnis from Tulip Time. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Well, you want to introduce who we have with us this morning?
Sure. This morning we have Kara Hood from Tulip Time as well, and she is our event coordinator for the Tulip Time Run. And then we have Jim Coe and Matt Kaminsky joining us from MVP Athletic Club.
All right, well, let's dive right into the run, and let's go to Kara. Kara, talk about where did this run come about, and obviously we'll go from there. So how did this start, the Tulip Time Run?
Well, I wasn't with the originating group of people who came up with the idea, but it started a few years ago. We wanted to kind of give the community a way to come out and be active with Tulip Time and create that energy. West Michigan has just blossomed in terms of being kind of active outdoors, spending time with our Great Lakes and with all of our great shoreline activities. So that's kind of where it started. It was really to be a family fun event, something that whether it's your first 5K or your 50th, we want you to come out.
I've seen photos of past Tulip Time runs, and there's just tons of people. Can we expect a big crowd this year as well?
Yeah, we're really excited. This year we have 800 people. We just hit the 800 mark, already registered, and it's only
already registered.
So we're really excited about that. Last year we had 2,300, so we're hoping to break that number and have the biggest race yet.
And now with all those people registered, we got to talk about, and this is rightfully so, to bring these two guys from MVP and how to prepare for the race. And it's up to you guys who wants to start, Jim or Matt. How should people prep for this race?
I guess I'll go for that.
Sure.
There's kind of a couple different things that you really want to focus on. And I guess for new people who are running the race, it's going to be a little different from someone that's ran a race.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'm talking a little bit about people who have not ran before.
Sure.
So kind of when you come into starters, you want to build into a walk-run combination. So you kind of go from like a one-minute walk, one-minute run, kind of stick with your one-to-one ratios. You want to build into larger runs, smaller walk ratios kind of from there, and then kind of build into long runs. You want to keep your long runs kind of on Saturdays, so that way you're used to the race and the times. And I would say there are lots of programs you can do. Like MVP offers a run club. We have lots of running coaches. And then there is Couch to 5K programs. There's actually mobile apps, online programs, and multiple things you can kind of follow to help you out.
Okay.
So it makes it a lot easier to train.
So this is, and if I remember, you know, this kind of run is a run that anybody can do, whether or not they run marathons or they just want to try this, you know, take it at your own pace, right?
Right. I think the biggest thing is to stay focused on just trying to just finish the race. It's okay if you walk. It's okay if you run. I mean, it's not anything where you have to worry about breaking records or qualifying for marathons or anything like that. So,
all right. And now, Jim, let's talk a little bit about MVP sponsoring the event. And it makes a lot of sense for you guys to sponsor the Tulip Time Run, I'd say.
Well, absolutely. We love Tulip Time, and it just seemed like a logical place for MVP to help out. And we've been involved for several years now, and this year we're happy to be the presenting sponsor of the race. And, you know, we'll be hosting the packet pickup at MVP. That'll be on May 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. And for those of you who don't know where MVP is, we're located at 650 South Waverly Road. We're right between 24th and 32nd Street.
Okay.
And this year we're going to have parking lot attendants there to kind of help out with the increased traffic. We're going to have an expanded pickup area. So we'll be using both the sports turf and the gym. Runners that have already registered can go straight to the gym and pick up their packages, and runners that want to register on May 2nd can go right to the sports turf. And there's still time to register.
Okay.
You want to hurry up a little bit. The last day for a guaranteed T-shirt for the race is April 16th, so there's a little bit of urgency there. You know, you want to get that T-shirt.
And if people are interested in finding MVP, you gave the location, or if they want to, you know, perhaps maybe train a little bit with you guys before they do the run, where can they find you on Facebook or website?
We're located both on Facebook and the web. Stop in. We'd love to show you around the club. We've got a great facility that it could be very helpful in preparing for the race.
All right. And Susan, anything else you wanted to mention about this race? I know, like we've already said, we're expecting a pretty good crowd. Already 800 registered. I still find that's pretty impressive. 2 months still to go.
That is. And, you know, because especially this year that people haven't really been thinking about spring over the last 60 days because of the weather.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting to have that many people registered, but we're really looking forward to a big crowd this year.
All right. Guys, we got to take a break. We're out of time, but thanks for joining us this morning, all of
you. Thank you.